Good morning, Mr. Stanfield. How are you?
Hey, Alex, I'm good. Hope you're feeling better.
Yes, I am. I am getting there, but still feeling sick. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I got all the paperwork, ran off and everything, but I still don't think I'm going to be able to get it in the mail until Monday for the simple fact that my bank, this is a busy day for them, so they're not going to be able to. I have to do it by appointment. Get it notarized. So it will be Monday.
Okay, you said your bank?
Yes, that's where I get my papers notarized at my bank.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Got
Okay.
it. So
They got to be notarized, right?
it needs to be notarized, yes. So,
Right.
okay. So if you're gonna send it on Monday, if you're gonna have it notarized by Monday, and then have it I think that's overnight. We're gonna receive it by Tuesday. I'm assuming that's gonna happen. Okay. So you have all the closing documents signed, printed and ready to go. How about the other one? 'Cause I sent you like two separate emails, the release of the 3,000 authorization form. Did you also get that email? Like, did
Yes, I got
you?
it.
Okay. All right, just making sure because we're gonna have to issue like a refund for that, so you're gonna get the whole 10,000 plus for each. So I think I will just let Michelle know. Michelle is from the attorney's office that you're gonna have to ship the papers on Monday, but we already have the, all the closing papers on our end was already signed, and also, we already have the check to the attorney's office, so they already hold the funds. We're just waiting for that, closing documents from you, and everything should be good.
Okay. Now I wanted to ask you about Corey's check. Will it have my name on it as well?
You know what? That's a good question. I'm not really sure as well about it because it's gonna be them who will distribute the funds, but I will ask that question to Michelle, and maybe Michelle can reach out to you, to provide that information.
All right, because it's so hard, to get it in a bank account without my name on it. And, I've had to go through that before, and that's too much.
Right,
So,
right.
and all my bank needs to know is that I'm the power of attorney, that my name is on it. They'll be
Yes.
able to put it in account.
Right. I'm assuming that's what's gonna happen, but I don't want it to, tell anything and then it's not. So I'm just gonna go ahead and let Michelle, ask Michelle because honestly, I'm not pretty sure about how they would distribute the funds, but they would definitely distribute it to three, but just not sure about, the check and all that because they're the one who handles it. So I'll just ask her to reach out to you directly to, provide that information. And is that the only
Okay.
question that you have or?
So, we will get the whole 10,000 at one time, because I know at one time he was talking about something being withheld in escrow, so we don't have to do that now.
From my end, on my perspective, I think you're still gonna get the 10K, but I'm not sure what the conversation that you had with Mr. Colby Warren might have been different. He was saying something about like holding the funds through escrow and all that, but again, I'm not familiar with the process of the legal things, so I'll just ask him maybe how much you would get exactly for each. And I believe it's actually on the settlement statement as well that was sent to you.
Okay,
Let
yeah, I
me.
haven't had time to read it. I just ran it off.
Yeah, let
Right.
me. But if that's the only question that you have, it's those two questions. I could definitely ask Michelle directly and then just ask her to get back to you on it.
Okay, please do.
Yes, okay. All right, well, I will let Forrest know as well that you're going to have the papers notarized on Monday so he also know what he would expect, when he would expect for us to close, which is Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Sam, for calling me back. I appreciate your time, and have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.